counties and cities across Wyoming are removing funds from Bank of the West following a statement that it will no longer finance any coal, oil, or gas activities unless it's clean energy focused. The amount divested is already totaling in the tens of millions, but one city has definitively said that it wants to keep its funds right where they are, in Rawlins, a city surrounded by oil and gas. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim has the story.
All right, next item on the agenda is a resolution to remove municipal funds from Bank of the West.
Recently, the city of Rawlins took a concrete stance no city or county in Wyoming yet has. And it might sound odd. Its city council voted to not remove funds from Bank of the West.
Closing, and the motion fails with 5 votes in nay, Mayor Grauberger, yay.
It's a controversial decision because in August, Bank of the West decided to stop financing, distributing, or marketing all activities within coal, oil, or gas, unless it focuses on clean energy.
I would say it struck a nerve in a lot of us.
That's Bruce Hinchey, president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. The decision from Bank of the West also struck a nerve with Wyoming leaders. U.S. Senator John Barrasso called the decision an attack on Wyoming families that depend on fossil fuels. Governor Matt Mead, gubernatorial candidate and state treasurer Mark Gordon, and several state legislators also criticized the decision. Hinchey says he agrees, because for him, minerals have given so much to the state.
Our kids are in school that belong to the parents that work in the industry, and welders, and you name it. I mean, it just goes on and on. Geologists, engineers.
So Hinchey says he would like to see everyone in Wyoming remove their money from the bank.
I think it makes a statement if we can do that, just like they made their own statement.
Already, 2 counties have committed to divesting funds, along with 2 cities and a sheriff's department. The amount to be removed already totals around $30 million.
You're not teaching a bank that makes more money than your entire state a lesson by taking money out of a bank.
That's Rawlins Vice Mayor Steve Sanger. The bank's assets total nearly $90 billion. A vote to remove funds from Bank of the West came in front of the Rawlins City Council, and Sanger voted against it. The resolution failed. Sanger says he voted to keep funds with the bank for several reasons. First, it wasn't the Rawlins local branch or any other in Wyoming that decided to turn away from fossil fuels. It was their parent company, BNP Paribas, the 8th largest bank in the world.
I don't see any reason why I should penalize them for the good work that they've done here.
And Sanger says it's not as if mineral companies in the area were relying on the bank to fund operations either.
The money was there to make local lending decisions, not invest in 1,500 wells in the Atlantic Rim.
No oil or gas company in the area attested to having funds from the bank. And of the many companies contacted for this story, few cared about Rawlins City Council's or the Bank of the West decisions. One company with 2 wells in Carbon County didn't have any strong opinion. A Coal Insider says Bank of the West's commitment won't amount to much. Only one oil and gas company explicitly disavowed the bank's move and hoped to see further divestment. University of Wyoming professor of petroleum and natural gas economics Chuck Mason says the apathy may be because mineral companies in Wyoming likely won't be affected by the bank's decision. Large oil, gas, and coal companies rely on much bigger financing institutions.
I very much doubt that Alpha Coal would need to get its funding from Bank of the West. They'll find somebody else, probably a venture capital.
Mason says that if Bank of the West won't feel the loss of Wyoming's funds and the mineral companies won't be affected, the around $30 million already committed to divest from local banks will mainly function as a statement.
There's a kind of an awful lot of posturing here that, to my mind, doesn't really amount to much.
In an email, a representative from Bank of the West responded, its move away from fossil fuels has been a long-term commitment. Its parent company stopped financing coal-fired power plants back in 2015 and committed to move away from fracking and tar sands in 2017. But it wasn't until this past August's press release that Wyoming leaders took issue with the stance. Rawlins Bank of the West branch manager Nate Davidson gets it, though. Back at the Rawlins City Council meeting, he said its message was misconstrued and seemed negative.
If you put out negative, you're probably going to get negative in return.
Several more counties and cities are considering removing funds from Bank of the West. Laramie County is likely to remove $16 million in funds from the bank. Albany County Treasurer Linda Simpson says representatives from the bank will speak to the Wyoming Association of County Officers at the end of September. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.